I'm very happy to introduce this next group. Peter Rowan's bluegrass career started as a bluegrass boy back in 1964, and when he and Bill Monroe harmonized, it was described as reaching heavenly heights. And thanks to Bill Monroe and Peter Rowan, they co-wrote what's become a bluegrass standard, The Walls of Time. And joining him on stage, these musicians have over 100 years of combined recording and performance experience. We'll start down there on the banjo with Keith Little, Sharon Gilchrist on bass, Chris Henry on mandolin, and Blaine Sprouse on fiddle. Please welcome the Peter Rowan Bluegrass Band.
Thank you so much, Blaine Sprouse on the field and everybody in the band. We flew all the way here from the West Coast. And my arms are tired. I want to kind of dig back into the roots here. Our first music at the festival, and I'd like to play you one of the classic songs of Bill Monroe called Uncle Pen.
Call her and holler, does she go, you new Uncle Pen? falls gently to me, that's the way it begins. Late in the evening, I'm sundown down high on the hill and above the town. Oh, and big fiddle, how to bring you hair, told you this.
Amazing organizer of musical influences all the way from Dixieland jazz to Hawaiian music, old time mountain fiddling, gospel music, black deep south blues, Celtic music from over in the British Isles. When you listen closely to his music, the whole world of music will open up. It's one of my favorite tunes of his. It's called Sitting Alone in the Moonlight, although we're a few hours from that. We could just call this Sitting Together in the Glare. Thank you. Well, I went down to New Orleans to find what Bill Monroe had found there and put in his music. I thought I might learn what he put in his music. I might learn to put something in my music. It's weird to have a boss that calls himself the father of bluegrass. He always refers to his music as my music. He said, Pete, you know, I've had to keep as much out of my music as I've had put in it to make it bluegrass. So here's what some of the stuff he left out. Chris Henry to bring up that mandolin and testify, as Frank Wakefield used to say, testify. Gonna do a little instrumental in the key of A, I guess, again, written or recorded by Bill Monroe, one or the other. It's the Dusty Miller. He's been up to making that bread. Thank you. Chris Henry, you feel like singing one, brother?
All right. How about that one you wrote for your Colorado sweetheart?
That's a fine number. I would love to do that.
All right. Thank you.
Raven, when the wind blows, quoth the raven, nevermore.
steal away my broken rainbow moonshine and glass of wine. Fly, raven, fly. Fly, raven,
never know which way that raven's gonna fly. On the five-string banjo, with all his lifetimes, he has over 1,200 years. And he's just starting out. From way up in the mountains of the Sierra Nevada, California. Make welcome, please. On the five-string banjo, Mr. It's a Tex Logan introduction. Mr. Keith Little on the five.
Thank you, Peter. So nice to be here on this lovely afternoon. I'd like to sing the Little Maggie. Thank you.
Keith Little, the great Keith Little. So, all you bluegrass followers out there, we've drifted into little Bill Monroe and drifted into little Peter Rowan. Now we're in the Stanley Brothers world. And anybody here love the Stanley Brothers? Okay. So here's a tune that was written by Carter Stanley. It's done by many people. It's called On a Lonesome Night.
Bye.
said goodbye.
Asked Bill Monroe if he didn't think that Elvis Presley had kind of diluted the bluegrass by, you know, making rock and roll out of it, and Bill just said, "No, sir, them were powerful chicks." You know, today is a special day to commemorate the wonderful music of a man named Mr. Benjamin Franklin Logan. We know him as Tex Logan. And had I any idea that this was on the schedule, and nobody told me, but we've pulled together some of the great players, some of the great fiddlers here at the festival. Daryl Anger and a bunch of young pickers. Come on up if you feel like picking some music in honor of Tex. And Jody, if you're listening out there in Radio Land, I wish you could have been here, but this is added on as a kind of a, like, unknown to me last minute thing. I didn't know anything about this, but Tex Logan probably played this festival more than any other single person ever when it was the Berkshire Mountain Bluegrass Festival. How many Berkshire Mountain people here? How many Gray Fox people? Sorry, I forgot one. How about Winterhawk? Man, faithful music lovers. So you know that over the years, Tex and I played quite a lot, but Tex also played with many different people, brought his own band, Jimmy Arnold. And he was a real champion of old-time Texas fiddling with the Georgia Bow. And we're going to hear some of that Georgia Bow play it here just a minute. Bill, yeah, he told me, you know, back in the 80s when we were playing Winterhawk, and he noticed a lot of people were wearing trainers on their feet. You know, he said, Pete, what's everybody wearing bowling shoes for? And I said, well, it's just a new thing people are wearing for comfort. And of course, he was wearing these like giant cowboy boots, and so was I. And he looked at me at the end of the day, and he took out his Red Man chewing tobacco, and he took him a big plug. And, you know, at the end of a day of playing music, and good big fat juicy chew, yeah. And he's kind of really satisfied with himself, and he chewed for a few minutes and spit into the tobacco can. He said, Pete, as the years go on, you got to promise me something. And I said, yeah. We were sitting right next to the stage at Winterhawk. He said, Pete, promise me you'll never go on the stage wearing bowling shoes. I said, I promise. I broke my promise one time, only once, when I wore some ballet slippers, because it just felt like right, you know. You know how that goes? How many men out there wear ballet slippers secretly?
Bentley!
Capizios, yeah. How many men out there like to wear yoga trousers? We'll catch up here one of these days. I asked what the name of this tune was, and he said, Volcano. That sounds like the title. This is a tune that Tex loved to play, written by Bill Monroe, called The Brown County Breakdown. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, here's one that Bill Monroe recorded that was arranged and written by Tex Logan. And it's something we can look forward to. Christmas time's a-coming. Here. It's always for Tex. Benjamin Franklin, Tex Logan. All the way from Big Spring, Texas to MIT. College scholarship. He got a scholarship to MIT up in Boston. That's when bluegrass was getting smart. And he called to his friend Everett Lilly down in Clear Creek, West Virginia. He said, "Everett, there's a lot of folks up here in Boston that like the bluegrass music." And Everett said, "Well, Tex, I'll get my brother B and Dom Stover, and we'll come on up there." And Tex said, "Well, there's a place called the Hillbilly Ranch over there in Pike Square, in the combat zone, I'm telling you." So that's where I ran into those guys, in the combat zone in Boston at the Hillbilly Ranch. Dom Stover, Tex Logan, B. Lilly, Everett Lilly, Everett Allen Lilly. They were the Confederate Mountaineers. Yeah, and they had like a whole Confederate outfit on. Of course, that really livened things up in Boston town. All right, boys, we're in the key of G still? Boys and girls, hello, darling. How are you? It's wonderful to have everybody playing up here. And this is one of Tex's great tunes. He recorded it on a Folkways album called Mountain Music Bluegrass Style, recorded by Mike Seeger. He recorded a tune called Leather Britches, and he said, "I'm sure going to lather them up." This one called Katie Hill. Thank you.
Don't you go too far. Come on. A real quick one. He's coming.
Thank you very much. Well, there's a lot of bluegrass alive and well, I would say. Don't you think? Yeah.
Oh, it rained all night in Frisco, now the clouds are rolled away. The city lights are glistening out across the bay. I think about Doc Watson and I pick up my guitar to play. It's a Doc Watson morning, guitar picking. Doc's real name was Arfel. He played electrical guitar. The beauty of his melodies were known both near and far. Somewhere in the 60s, Doc picked up that D-18 Martin. Yeah, he started picking them homespun tunes. Clear water from a mountain stream. So I think about Doc Watson and I pick up my guitar to play. Hey. Cause it's a Doc Watson morning, guitar picking. Doc, he could play the Tennessee Stud and the Black Mountain Blues. He left a legacy for me and for you. The sweetest song I ever heard him sing was with Miss Rosalie. Oh, my darling, my darling. My heart breaks as you take your long journey. In Deep Gap, North Carolina, some folks up there might say, hey. It's a Doc Watson morning, guitar picking. Doc Watson morning, D-18, guitar picking kinda. Doc Watson morning, D-18, guitar picking. Picking. Kinda day.
I asked Vassar Clemens, I said, Vassar, what was it like when you were a bluegrass boy? He said, well, Pete, it was the same when you were a bluegrass boy. Drive all night, shave in cold water, raise your hand up high and smile. That's the rule of the old school. Seems like forever on this road I'm bound, in a world of trouble and a busted town. Most everywhere is a battleground. I ain't gonna let them keep me down. Even in between my lines, riding many miles.
Down in the holler a little bit later down there at the alternative stage. Never know what might happen down there. Thanks for being here, folks. Have a lovely festival. We're so happy to see you.
slate, I'll be buried in my grave. Go home to my Lord and be free.
Tonight at 9:30, catch their set.